Senator Scott Wiener says that California Governor Gavin Newsom's revised May budget proposal released last week includes $12 billion for fighting homelessness. The bill will fund new housing or acquire existing housing for youth between ages 16 and 26 who are transitioning out of foster care, homelessness, or incarceration. The money will come from the state's Home Key Grant. That grant funds construction or acquisition of affordable housing. Backers of the proposal say housing projects eligible for this funding will address both the state's long-term housing crisis and the state's more pressing housing needs related to the COVID-19 pandemic for vulnerable transition-age youth. Wiener says that a large number of youth are struggling with housing, which hurts their life chances.
Without that stable housing, it's very hard for a young person to succeed in other parts of life in terms of staying healthy, finishing education, working. Housing is foundational to so many other things.
Wiener says California hasn't done enough to support youth housing. Wiener says that it hasn't been until recent years that California started investing in services for homeless youth. Housing rights advocates say many California counties do not have youth-specific homeless programs. That means they end up in the adult system, which advocates say isn't safe or appropriate for young people. Ted Lempert is the president and CEO of Children Now. He says that research indicates that the average wait time for youth seeking housing is 4.5 months, which lessens their prospects for finding adequate housing.
What we also love about the bill and what's in May revise and the continued push on the budget is really ensuring that community-based organizations, those working directly with these young people, are able to acquire, rehab, or construct the housing needed for the youth they serve. And of course, this includes special attention on young people in the state's extended foster care program.
Experts say half of people who've experienced homelessness had their first experience when they were under the age of 25. Governor Newsom's revised budget now heads to the legislature, which has until June 15th to pass a balanced budget. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.